get a Sunday before Advent. You know, the Sunday after Thanksgiving to do another Thanksgiving. Because I really think Thanksgiving needs to be a whole week. And yes, it's true. I am one of the Grinches who says, no Christmas decorations till after Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Now, I understand if you have to do Christmas with your family at the same time you're doing Thanksgiving. I understand. I do. I get that part. But Thanksgiving has a place in our country. You know, I hear people all the time, I hear this. Well, we're Americans. If you're going to be American, let's talk American. Well, we're Americans. If you're going to be American, let's do this, let's do that. Well, you know, okay. If you're an American, then you're going to celebrate Thanksgiving. And be thankful for all we have, because we are one of, we are the most blessed country, the richest country, the most privileged country in the world. We need to be thankful. And we need to not take that for granted. And we need to share. We don't need to hoard. So let's have this week Thanksgiving. Next week is all about Christmas. It's all about Christmas. We've got lots of time to be all about. Now, I'm also the Grinch that says, December 26th, do not take down your Christmas decorations. Because on the 25th, we enter into Christmas tide, which goes until Epiphany, which is January 6th. I know you all will have your decorations down. I won't. I may have mine up till Easter, just out of rebellion. Unless my dog tears them down. So, this is a Thanksgiving text to you and about you. But it's also about what you need to do as people who are thankful. Paul, writing to the Ephesians, I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. Your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you. As I remember you in my prayers, I pray the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know it, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, not just the eyes that are in your head, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints. You inherit what Jesus Christ has given us. And what is the immeasurable greatness of Jesus' power to us who believe, according to the work of Jesus' great power? God put his power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him in heaven at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the ages to come. And he has put all things under his feet, has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. There's nothing better for a Christian to hear than that Christ is above all things, that Christ has saved us from all things, that through Christ we are saved, and that by Christ we will enter into that spirit of wisdom and that knowledge that comes through Him. There's nothing you can hear that is better than that. Nothing you can hear that's higher than that. Nothing you can hear that's more thanksgiving-y. Is that a word? I don't think so. Than that. It just doesn't get any better. You can't reach for more. Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, has given everything to you, to me, to the world. And when you pick that up and you put that in your heart and you stick that in your mind and you walk with it every day or march with it every day, there's just nothing better. Life is lighter and sweeter and better. There is a sense in which the air is better. There's a sense in which things taste better. People are cuter. Yeah. Well, most of them. Some of them, you know. Your smile's bigger. Your sense of purpose is stronger. Your decision making is easier. Your sense of direction. When you've got to decide on a path, should I go this way or this way? When you got God, when you got Jesus, and you're full to overflowing, isn't that difficult? Well, you might have a moment's hesitation, especially if it's two good things. You know, it's not so hard when it's one good thing and one bad thing. But when you got two good things, when it's pumpkin pie or pecan pie, for instance, man, come on! Don't go to God for the answer. Just whatever your tummy tells you. That's not a God question. When it's this job or that job, that's a God question. Where does God meet you? When it's a decision about your family, what does God need you to do? When it's a decision about integrity, what does God need you to do? What is a decision about your church? What does God need you to do? We are today full to overflowing. We've had lots of food. We've had fun. We've had family. We've had friends. Some of us have traveled. Some of us have had people travel to us. Some of us have had phone calls and phone calls. Some of us have done Skyping with people we couldn't see. Some of us have been able to spend time with people we haven't seen for a long time, and it's been so good. We are full to overflowing. Our cup overflows, as Psalm 23 says. And it is time to give. And when we give, it is out of what Jesus Christ has given us. When we give, it's as Paul says. It's out of all of this goodness and richness. Don't give out of your scant. Don't give just the little stuff. Don't give what's left over. Give the best you've got. Give your best smile. Give your best self. Give your best food. Give your best heart. Yeah, you might get hurt. But Christ will be right there to to bind up the wounds, and to help you start again. That abundance that's in Ephesians is right there for you every single day. It doesn't go away. It never goes away. That fountain is flowing for you every single day. When you need it, get full again. Why do we only have family gatherings once or twice a year? Because it's expensive. Don't serve food. Then they won't come. Why not? Serve wine. Serve punch. I don't care. Serve crackers. Give them you. What is it that we truly need? Christ. What is it that the people in your life truly need? Christ. And you can give them Christ. You are full. You are overflowing. Just give them you. Let us pray. We thank you, God. We thank you for mornings like this when we can come and just say thank you. We don't have to have any agenda except to say thank you. We don't have to have anything on our minds except love and sharing and goodness and grace. Ask you to help us feed upon your grace and then take it to the world and help others feed upon your grace. For we are full to overflowing. We have so much of you to share. Amen. Our hymn of invitation today is Now Thank We All Our God. I believe it's the traditional setting on this one. If you will stand and sing. No one can have to help it. This is going now.